Hi everyone, and welcome to a not quite episode of The History of Language. My name is Dash Stevens, and I formerly went by Clockwork on this show. This was my radio handle when I was a radio DJ. It was also my my DJ name for when I was just a regular DJ. It's also been my online handle in several different things, and it was a way for me to distance my personal life from my various professional lives, you know, spheres for spheres and different names for different spheres. So I decided to not use that moniker and go with my actual name for this podcast going into the future. Now, the main point of this not quite episode, this non-content episode, is that I wanted to update you, my listeners, and to apologize. I wanted to apologize for the lack of content for some time now, a few weeks, and kind of explain why there hasn't been any really content. Well, not any really content, there just hasn't been any content, and this is where the update comes into play. So, first off, I am an adult, and as an adult that needs to pay for things, I have a job, and my job takes up quite a lot of my time, and I was hoping to, well, to wean off some reliance on my actual job with this, but that requires an incredulous amount of support. But with, you know, Patreon being a thing nowadays, I was hoping to at least get a little bit more free time where I don't have to work quite so many hours at my job so that I can stick around and I can actually sit down and create content for you, my listeners, and for this show, because this does require some actual degree of background knowledge, yes, but also quite a bit of research, because not all of these languages that I'm going to talk about, especially going into the future, well, they're just not quite in my wheelhouse. So there's that. In addition to that, I actually am preparing for being published. I will have a reference grammar for a language that I created back in May and June of this year, that will be published in Fiat Lingua, the journal for the Language Creation Society, and that'll be coming out in, I do believe, the beginning of December. So I've had to prepare for that. That was an incredibly fun project. Fiat Lingua is free to access if you're at all curious about this language. It's for the Jogusai, who are a thus far unexplored peoples in the Game of Thrones or A Song of Ice and Fire universe, and it was an incredibly fun project. And my paper is actually getting published to Fiat Lingua by David Peterson, who actually created Dothraki and High Valyrian for the TV show Game of Thrones. So this is an incredibly exciting moment, and to have my work featured on that journal is just incredibly humbling and a really fantastic moment. So feel free to check that out if you're at all interested in constructed languages, in addition to natural languages. On top of that, I actually have to prepare. I am co-authoring two presentations that will be given at the American Astronomical Society in January. So I'm wearing a lot of hats right now. I have work, I have my linguistics work, I have, well, this is tangentially related to my main job, but astronomy publications as well. And all of this together has meant that I haven't had a lot of time to actually sit down and create content for this show. And on top of all of that, I am currently applying for PhD programs, and the deadlines are fast approaching, which means that I need to put the final touches on my applications so that I can hopefully go off and be a doctor person thingamabob. And yes, that is how that is actually how linguists talk in real life. We tend to use a lot of funny words because we end up learning a lot about words, and we stop kind of caring about words in our daily lives. So we end up using a lot of filler words like thingamabob. So all of this together means that I just haven't really had time to actually create content for this show, which is an absolute shame. So I just wanted to sit down and actually get behind the microphone today and to record an update, because it has been quite some time since you've actually heard from me. So I want to thank everyone who's tuned in. Content is on the way, hopefully, but there may be periods of cryostasis where I'm just completely unable to actually get the time to sit down and create content for this show with just how busy my life is right now. In addition, I will be actually headed off to not a vacation, but a trip in the coming days, in about a week. And so I will be unable to actually be at my computer and at my microphone and at my little home recording studio to actually get in any content recording time. So expect an episode likely in... I'll try and get one for next week before I leave on my trip. And my life has been incredibly busy. And for all of this, I really do apologize. I will try and sit down and actually get in this episode on pre-Old Norse and Old Norse, hopefully by Monday. I actually have a day off this week, which is really, really nice. So once again, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you have any feedback, please don't hesitate to leave a comment on the on my Patreon page, on the Facebook page. You can find this show on Facebook at facebook.com/thehistoryoflanguage. And of course, supporting me on Patreon means that I will have less reliance on my job so that I can actually make content for you. And you can find that at patreon.com/thehistoryoflanguage. And I want to thank you all so much once again for listening in and for hopefully understanding just what's going on that makes it hard for me to develop content. So I hope to have an episode for you by Monday, by what would usually be our release date. And if I were able to record content, Monday would probably be well outside of the Germanic languages. So unfortunately, we are stuck on pre-Old Norse and Old Norse, but that's all right, because people are getting into Vikings right now, and Vikings are cool. So we can talk about their languages. Their language. And hopefully I can get some content out for you. But once again, please keep in mind that there will likely be a couple of weeks of cryostasis between episodes. So what I'm thinking I might be able to do is to wait and release episodes more infrequently, maybe every other week, something like that. But try and have more content, longer episodes, maybe closer to a half hour to an hour, rather than the 20 or so minutes that episodes have been. Anyway, thank you again for listening to my candid little rant here, and I hope you all have a wonderful time. Thank you again.